You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
7 o'clock in the Mile High City. Thanks for hanging out with your boys in the morning. It's the Dom and Jeremy show at Mix 100. 30 minutes away from the Mindbender, 1 hour away from Boys Against the Girls. 9 days away from Halloween. Gonna be a much different Halloween this year. Or is it?
I don't know.
I get the feeling that people will still be congregating.
What the word on the street is, yeah.
word on the street. I do love that the neighborhood that I moved to, people really go above and beyond with their outdoor decorations. It's not just the traditional stuff that you see. They're very creative. In a way puts a lot of pressure on us because we're the new people in the neighborhood. Yeah. And I'm sure they're all looking at us like, "Hey, what are you gonna do? You gotta step your game up, Testa."
I saw it was like an old Land Cruiser rolling down the road the other day, and they took the skeletons because I know some of your neighbors do the skeletons that are set up in different positions in the yards. Well, they took them, and they had like 5 or 6 on this old Land Cruiser, looking like they were holding on for dear life, and you know, or having the time of their life. And this guy was just cruising around town with these things on top of his car. I was like, "That was well done, sir.
That's excellent.
Really creative." Yeah.
Yeah, they're all pretty over neat. My neighborhood, and one of the houses just put them up the other day, and they got a whole bunch of those skeletons, and they have them scaling the walls of the house to get in the windows from the outside.
Yes, that's so cool.
So it looks like it's being attacked by an army of skeletons.
That's so cool.
It's really cool.
Well done.
So I was talking with my wife about the whole haunted house thing, and she and I agree on one thing. We both want to see a real haunted house. Like, we want to experience what's going on, because you hear all these stories that people tell about, I used to live in a house that was haunted, and you know, you could stand there and a chair would move by itself. I want to see that.
Yes.
I've never seen it. It's like I talk about those stories of people who are out in the woods, they got their overalls on, and they said an alien ship came down and talked to me and probed me a little bit, and
now, you want that.
Without the probing, I would like to be the person to see the aliens. I want to be a believer. And it's the same thing with haunted house. What about you?
Absolutely, all day long. My mom has been tapped on the shoulder before. You know, I want that to happen. Nicole was tapped on the shoulder, actually, now that I think about it.
What's all this tapping going on?
I don't know. We've got somebody that's very sneaky, I guess. A prankster. It's one of those you tap and you look and they're on the other side of you. Oh, gotcha.
Sure, it's not a kid. Mom.
No, it's not. Like, this is, like, Nicole was tapped in the basement.
Now, don't forget that time that your sister invited me into her bed.
Right, because my sister she was laying in bed and she was watching something underneath the sheets and blankets, like, coming towards her. Mm-hmm. Like, there was a lump in there and it was coming towards her.
And didn't the bed move a little bit?
And the bed shakes, and she can sit there in bed with her feet out in front of her, looking at her bare feet, and watch her toes be squished together like something is pinching them together. And she's not doing it. It's not any sort of muscle thing or spasm. And so she's had all sorts of stuff. She thinks it's our great-grandma.
She's got a bed ghost.
She does. The bed's a-rockin'.
Years ago, we put her on the air with us, and she invited me. I mean, I think we have it on tape, where she invited me
somewhere
to come get in our bed.
She's like, come over for the night. Anyway. I'm like you. I want to see something. I want to feel something. I want to believe.
Okay, so according to this one survey, in fact, it was done by Realtor.com, 13% of people believe their house is haunted. That strikes me as pretty high. That's like, what, 1 in 8, 1 in 7?
That's a lot.
Yeah, 13% say their house is haunted. And then they give the primary signs that it's haunted. Number one were strange noises. And I'm thinking,
could be anything.
All houses make noises.
When it heats and cools, they crack and pop and squeak.
Right.
They all do, yeah.
And that's 44%, so that's taken out of
unless it's like a, that's not your house.
We've got two really weird sounds out the back of our house because we live up against the forest. And we constantly are hearing noises from out there. One of them is and Gretchen has identified them. One is a squirrel that's making almost like a laughing sound.
That's cool.
I'm going to try to record it.
No, recreate it. Come on.
No, and the other one I heard last night, and I had her come out, and I go, what is that? It's like a, I can't even describe
it's
it.
A werewolf.
This is loud, like, she goes, that is a deer in distress.
Oh, well, yeah, they're like, right? Was it kind of a scream?
A little bit of a scream, but not like that. Yours sounds like a baby.
So was it like, help?
You know, it is hunting season around here, so I worry about that.
Help.
Anyway, so next on the list is Strange Shadows.
All right.
Hot and cold spots. Well, that's like that's Jeremy's just, bedroom.
You gotta get your air ducts cleaned.
Now, let's see. Strange pet behavior. Now, come on.
All pets are weird.
Pets are weird.
But sometimes,
anyway.
Like, pets go and, like, look at the wall or, you know, they act funny or.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so number six on the list is one that I would like to see. Items moving.
Now we're talking.
Yeah. If you've ever seen the movie Poltergeist, the very first clue that they have is this chair in their kitchen that just on its own slides across the floor.
Oh, yeah. So my mother-in-law used to live in a house, and they would, excuse me, they would leave, and then when they would come back, all the kitchen cabinets' doors were open, and they'd close them all, go about their day, and then they'd leave to run errands and come back, and they'd all be open again.
Sounds like my wife and stepdaughter live there.
Right.
That's my everyday.
Right.
Is every cabinet and drawer left open. Jeremy, for your mom, a number seven, the feeling of being touched.
Yeah. I'd like that.
That's your mom's tap on the shoulder.
Tap, and I think her hair has been stroked before, too. Well, and that's just me asking for a sandwich.
And the number eight on the list is another one I'd love to see, levitating objects.
Mm. That would freak me out. That would freak anybody out.
But I want to see it.
Like what specifically? Your car?
No, just things around your house. This is a house. It's a haunted house. It's not a haunted driveway. It's...
Like, what if the fridge opened and it just, a beer came out and like, right over to the fridge? I'd be like, ghost, you can stay forever.
The ghost of an alcoholic.
Help!
All right, so I have a question for you about all of this.
What?
And by the way, our lines are wide open if people want to call and tell about their haunted house stories.
Yeah, if you've had an experience.
You know we're always happy to hear that. Our phone number is 303-691-1MIX. I said 691-1649, or you can reach out to us on social media. We love that, too. So I have a nephew who just moved into a house. They moved after living in where they had lived for a long time. They moved, and he has announced to people in the family that they have moved into a haunted house and that there are a variety of things that are going on. I don't want to get into that right now because I don't want to derail us on this, but he swears that the house is haunted. Now, here's the issue with me, Jer Bear. The house is 4 years old.
So it's like a new build, basically.
Right. And I like,
so
I
you're
don't,
like,
in the first 3 years, nobody died in it or anything like that. And he's like, no, it's a haunted house. We all, when we think of a haunted house, we think of a house that's 100 years old or at least
right.
70
people have
or
passed
something.
Away in it, potentially, you know, things
it's
like
a
that.
4 year old.
It's a
house.
New house. Well,
so the only thing you got with that is, again, like the movie Poltergeist, is it built over a sacred
correct.
Burial
That's
ground.
That's the only logical thing is it's on some sort of burial ground.
All right. Sacred burial ground, which leads to another question.
Why are
what
they
burial
always?
Ground is not sacred?
Right. They're always the sacred burial ground.
They always
ground.
Call it sacred burial ground. But I'm like, well, that's a real poke
no.
in the eye to people who are buried in a traditional
just a
cemetery.
Mediocre cemetery. Yeah. It's a lame cemetery. That
so,
would be it. Or, I mean,
or
who
else?
Knows? I mean, somebody, wherever that was built, I mean, who knows who was out wandering? A farmer could have, you know, passed out and died there in the heat or something like that, you know, at that exact spot, like years and years ago. Or how about this? God forbid somebody that was there building the house, maybe a roofer was on there or something, and they mm-hmm. took a bit of a tumble, Dom, and mm-hmm. down they went, two stories, died. Splat on the ground, and now they're haunting that house.
I suppose that's
so
true.
So there's some logical explanations.
But the thing that I have a problem with, you know my buddy Milo?
Mm-hmm.
So Milo, his wife insisted that they had a ghost, and I think they named him Frank, and he was in their laundry room in their basement. And for years and years, Sharon would insist that Frank, I gotta find out what his name was, Frank would like do things down there in the basement in the laundry room. Well, they did a couple of years ago. They did a scrape. They scraped the house and they rebuilt on that same lot. Okay, so it's the exact same space.
I remember this, yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Frank ain't there anymore. So what does that say about the land? Because when they scraped, did they scrape away the ghost?
I guess he was more attached to the house than the land.
That's what
I don't
I'm
know. What does that say?
And that
they made the whole thing
sad.
Up just to get friends? Just to get their friend Dom to talk about it on the radio? It sounds like to me.
They had to move out for something like almost a year while the house was scraped and rebuilt. And when they moved back in, that was the first thing I asked. I said, well, how's Frank liking it? And she said, no, he's gone.
Did
now.
They do any of the things where they burn the sage or cleanse sprinkle it with holy water or anything
like
that?
I don't think so, because I don't think they didn't mind sharing the space. Huh.
So they were kind of bummed that he was gone.
With the specter.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
our lines are lighting up. Should we take some of these calls?
Yeah, we can.
But right now we're talking about your ghostly experiences, how you may have lived in a haunted house or came across a ghostly specter, and we want to talk to you about it. Now, I will tell everybody who's on hold, we need your stories pretty quickly because we'll never get through more than one or two unless we go pretty fast. Leah was the first one in. Hey, Leah, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
All right, quickly, what's your haunted house story?
Oh, we've had a lot of things. We've had a ghost cat climbing on our bed, shadow figures walking through the house. We've caught some orbs on video, and we've had two paranormal investigations come, and both times we have caught voices. So one of them said his name was Joseph. And the second time, we asked if he was staying or not, and he says he's permanent.
And not paying a dime in rent.
Now, how do you know that it's a cat getting on your bed?
It's the way it walks on the bed. It feels like a cat's walk.
Huh. Do you hear a purring sound or anything?
Yeah.
No.
Does
no
a
sound.
Ghostly hairball appear like right there?
Maybe it's Joseph's cat.
You know, you feel the cat walking up, so you roll over to pet it, and there's nothing there.
Oh, that's creepy.
Leah, we got to run. Thank you for your call, okay?
Stay safe.
Bye. We appreciate you calling us. Thank you. Nikki, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys. I just came back from Charleston, South Carolina, and my son and I actually had quite a few experiences there. Downtown Charleston is known to be very haunted. We went on a graveyard tour, and I've got several pictures of actual apparitions by a graveyard. The ghost tour said that it was the husband of the wife where the particular picture was taken at. And then we went to Dock Street Theater and heard orchestra music and screaming, and there was nothing there.
Well, do you think they maybe have a little
cassette
player going?
Nikki, I mean, you're paying them like $50
little MP3
or whatever,
player going.
I mean,
yeah.
Maybe. I don't know, but I felt the creeps. I don't know.
The point is, you had fun, and that's what it's all about.
And you got
right?
a story out of it.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm glad you called. I hope you have a great day, okay?
Love listening to the show. Listen every morning, boys. Thank you.
Thank you back so much.
Yeah, it reminds me of when
I was
we
in
were...
Charleston last year, and I saw that. And Savannah, Georgia, is a real big on the ghost tours too. Yeah,
I remember doing a lot of that as a kid because my dad would drag us around to Civil War battlefields, and we would take a lot of pictures at like Gettysburg and things like that. And there was this one spot where they insist that everyone that takes a picture of this cannon or whatever, when you go to get your pictures developed, that's how long ago this was. That specific spot, nobody's ever had a picture come out at that spot. They're all grainy or smoky or whatever. And so we did it, and sure enough, we got back and developed, and you couldn't see the cannon.
Dang.
Whoa!
But there was a shadow of somebody in a stovepipe hat standing next to it?
Yeah. Tom, take this serious, man.
This is perfect. There's an evil Heather on line 3. Hi, Heather.
Whoa.
Good for you.
Perfect.
And by the way, that reminds us, Evil Heather, that next week we will be doing our scary laugh contest that we do every year.
It's time.
So. I've won one.
You did?
You did?
I won one. Yeah.
How long ago?
Oh my goodness.
About
probably like 8 years ago.
It's been a while. Well, gosh, that's great.
All right, we got to be quick here. What do you got for us?
So I've had many things. One was when I was a little kid. My mom and I were staying over at a friend's house, and at one point I rolled over, and there was a gentleman who was leaned over, sitting next to the bed, leaned over, and he was rubbing my mom's back. And when I went to go tap my mom on the shoulder, he put his finger, the one lone finger up to his mouth, to say shush, like mm-hmm. he shushed me, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just rolled over and went back to sleep. And then when here at my house, after I had my kiddo, I was on baby duty, and so I was up. It's wee hours of the morning, and I happened to look on the baby monitor, and I saw a figure walk from my kiddo's bathroom across her room to the doorway, which led to the hallway, mm-hmm. and I heard the foot creak, so I ran upstairs to see who it was. No one was there. My husband was snoring. The kiddo was asleep, but there was definitely a person that walked from her bathroom to her bedroom door.
Oh, see, that's
and
the stuff I want.
Hopefully, still held up the finger to go, shh.
Yeah, who is that creeper rubbing
Heather,
your
Heather, we got to run. Thank you for your call. We love you for listening, okay?
Bye, Heather.
Love you, boy.
Love you.
Thank you. Love you back. We got to be really fast. We only got about 30 seconds. Daniel, what do you got for us?
Well, the wife and I, my wife is Irish, so for the 25th wedding anniversary, I took her to Ireland, to the southwest corner of it, where they have this 1,000-year-old church that has what they call the Oakham Stone in front of it. It's about a 5-foot pillar with a hole eroded in the top. And the story is, if you touch your fingers through the hole in the Oakham Stone and profess your love, you'll be together forever. So that's what we did for our 25th wedding anniversary.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Daniel. Don't go away.
You don't know what's in that hole.
We're way, way, way over time.
Yeah,
so
I feel like that's going to
go. Where was the ghost there?
Was it in the hole?
Ghost in the hole. I mean, that's a
sweet
story. I
wouldn't stick my finger in there.
I didn't see the ghost, though.
Full of germs and spiders.
Oh, yeah. Keep your finger out of strange holes.
Yeah, that's right. Words to live by.
Thank you for sharing. Sorry we couldn't get to all the other calls. We just were up against time, but thank you. We might do a little bit something like this again next week.
Sure.
When we're actually
it's that
into
time of year.
Halloween week. But thank you for entertaining us with your calls today.